Hey, brave one. Welcome to another episode of the Aware and Prepared podcast. I'm your host, Mandy Pratt, a trained domestic violence victim advocate, self-defense teacher, and professional speaker who helps those feeling vulnerable learn emotional self-defense and how to be street smart. You deserve to live in peace and safety. Stick around to hear safety tips that will help us enjoy empowered lives. Let's leave worry behind so we can be savvy, aware, and prepared. Hey, welcome back to the Aware and Prepared podcast. Just a heads up, you're going to hear the wind creaking the windows in the background. There's currently a windstorm going on at my house, but I have to record today, so you'll hear a little background music. All right, here we go. I'm going to start a new series on how to be safer when out and about. Today's lesson is about keeping your backpack or purse safe. So in our local Trader Joe's here in California, we've had some thefts going on. Luckily, I receive our local police department reports when there's a crime. They send out by email what's going on, so you know that there was an occurrence. And if you had anything, you know, that you can add to it that you saw or you heard about it, you can call in the number that they give. So I had seen this come through, and when I was getting ready to record this, I went and Googled the instance to see if I could find it. I didn't find the specific incident in our city, but I found something much more interesting, that this is actually a statewide problem with Trader Joe's and people stealing wallets or whole purses out of people's shopping carts. So I will drop that link into the show notes in case you're curious. So here's what happened in my city. Fortunately, our police department was on top of it, and they waited for another occurrence, and they were nearby, and they nabbed the two guys who were doing this. So here's what they were doing. As often happens, there's more than one. So here is the tactic that they would do. So you're shopping in the Trader Joe's, and they distract you, and they ask you a question. One of them asks you a question while the other one grabs your purse or your wallet out of your purse. And before you know it, your stuff's gone. So here's some things that we can do to make sure that we're keeping our personal property safer when we're out and about. So you have a backpack or a purse, and I would recommend these five things. Number one, never put it on a chair next to you. You could put it either in your lap or around your chair leg, right? There's no way somebody could yank it away unless you get up out of your chair. Number two, you could clip the bag into your cart. So let's say you're at Trader Joe's or Target, and you know how they have the little kiddo safety belts? You could hook your bag into that. I usually just keep my purse on my shoulder. Number three, you can get a purse with a flap and a zipper. So sometimes the thieves in Trader Joe's that were stealing things out of the purse, it's because the purse was easy access, right? And the top is open. So I have to confess, I have a big purse with the open top, and it does have a zipper, but I always forget to use the zipper. So I will now be using the zipper. All right. And next would be, don't get distracted by your phone, right? So you might be checking your phone. Maybe you keep your shopping list on there, which I do sometimes. So you might be looking at, let's say, the soup aisle, and you're looking at the different flavors of soup, and you're checking your phone, what's on your phone, right? And you're not paying attention to maybe your purse or backpack. So you want to be careful that you're paying attention. Again, you can keep your purse over your shoulder, or you can clip it in. Clipping it in isn't going to make sure that it's 100% safe, but at least it's one more thing that a thief would have to do. So it would take another extra second, right? And lastly, when you're walking down the street, I would recommend that you put your purse or your backpack on the opposite side of the street. So let's say that I am walking along the street and the cars are on my left side. So instead of keeping my purse over my left shoulder, I would keep it on my right shoulder. All right. So I hope those five tips are helpful to keep your personal property on you safe. So purse or backpack, never on the chair next to you, instead in your lap or on your chair leg. Number two, you could clip it into the cart. Number three, you can make sure that you get a purse or a backpack that has full closures and you can carry it so it's not on the side of the cars that are zipping by and get whizzed by and grab that off of your shoulder pretty easily. So hopefully that helps you keep your personal property safer. Thanks for being a fan of the Aware and Prepared podcast. Show it some love by leaving a review. And don't forget to hit follow so you can catch future episodes. To book me to speak and transform your audience, go to my website, awareandprepared.life, L-I-F-E. To join my VIPs who get each episode's lessons learned, resource links, and more sent directly to you, sign up is also at my website, where you'll find a free gift when you do. The link is in the show notes. I'll talk with you next week. Remember, you are worthy of a safe and peaceful life.